Cloudy of Chance of Meatballs. More like Cloudy of Chance of Salt. The monkey bars are a dangerous place. Devil cheeked up on Wednesday night.
The most incredible flick.
It was a highlight of my career.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Season 3, Episode 6?
Six. Yes.
Cool. Of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Jason. Alongside me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Matthew. Matthew, how are you doing, man?
Pretty dandy, man. How are you?
Pretty dandy. I like that. I'm also feeling pretty dandy. We are here alone, just two of us. Hey. no guests today. No ghosts either.
No ghosts. There might be floating around, but
just the two little laughs that started the dream.
That's how we put it. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, it's kind of cool to go like kind of old school here. First time in season 3 that we've done this by ourselves. Which
that is true.
I mean, who knows how this is gonna go? Anyways, it's been a long time. What is it? May 20th. We haven't done an episode by ourselves since like December 28th.
Less than that, because we technically had Isaac on that episode.
Oh.
Remember?
So more than that.
So, yeah, sorry. More than that. My bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. Well, I guess we did do the trailer, but nobody listened to the trailer anyways.
Oh, dang it. Anyways.
Did it because I was lying in the script for the trailer. Oh, yeah.
Good one. Good callback.
I wasn't just making fun of our lack of prominent audience. I was just making fun of the fact that you put that in the script. Anyways.
What audience?
So we are here to discuss a lot of things. The first thing I think needs to be, Matthew and I had a little bit of an incident the other night.
No, it wasn't an incident. It was a highlight of my career.
Okay. Some look at it as an incident, some look at it as a highlight. Just depends on perspective, I guess. Anyways, Matthew and I, along with some other really nice people,
are we gonna shout them out or
sure, please.
Okay, so this was
shout out to former guest on the pod, Isaac. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
When was this?
Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, it was Wednesday night.
Yeah, because I remember getting home after 12 and being like, "Whoa, it's Thursday!" literally. Anyways, so
that's,
yeah,
that's what, dude. They need the alarm clocks need to like instead of like once at 11:59 it turns to 12, it should just turn to the date for like a split second, like the day of the week. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then you can see.
I think they have alarm clocks that probably like include that.
Well, my alarm clock should do that.
Okay, yeah.
It's staring at me right now.
Let's start out. Let's start
4:13 p.m.
Nice, yeah. Anyways, shout out to former guest on the pod, Isaac. Former and shout future. Out. Why not?
Yeah.
Shout out to potential future guest on the pod. I want you to say it because you say it. It's so funny.
Okay.
Not funny. So eloquent. And Lucy, correct.
Let's see if I get this right. Lucy Bacigalupi.
I did it. Granted, it's not
Lucy Bacigalupi. yeah. Didn't say that one in a while, but shout Lucy. And, who else was there at the incident?
And
JJ.
Which, I mean, you know, maybe that's on the pod. We don't know.
Hopefully. Yeah,
shout out to Isaac, JJ, and Lucy. Thank you for being there, and thank you for your contributions to this podcast. Anyways,
Max.
So we all went to In-N-Out on Wednesday night.
Wait, let's build up to the incident. Okay, so Wednesday night,
okay,
it was about 5 o'clock. You guys probably went there earlier, but we went started on the treehouse. Yeah. So a little update on the treehouse. Got some floorboards in. So shout out to that.
We did.
And by we, mean Isaac. Yeah, Isaac got some floorboards in.
Because Matthew and I kept leaving to, you know, attend to some business. But anyways, yeah.
It was good business, though. It was quite tasty.
Great business. Delicious business, which is the name of my cookbook. Anyways. yeah, so we did a little work on the treehouse, if you want to call it that. And I mean, like, some people call it a tree fort. So,
dude, know, those AF people, man. They just come by. Hey, it's yeah, like you're working on the tree fort.
Going out here with your tree forts and your...
It's not a tree fort, okay? It's a tree house because we're going to make it a home.
Soon to be a tree home, exactly. Which yeah. subsequently does make us, as I previously noted, tree homies.
Tree homies.
Anyways, yeah, so
we greatest did that. Greatest name of all time.
And then as Matthew and I were out attending to some business,
dude, that's Isaac, the name of our group chat now, Tree Homies. You've been wanting to change it forever.
Dude, let's do it. Okay.
Let's do anyway. It. We'll do that right now.
Okay. And then as Matthew and I were out attending to our business, Isaac went a little crazy. And
dude, he didn't go a little crazy.
Isaac well, crazy. Went clinically insane, depending on how you want to look at it. And you know, he invited some other tree homies, and it was just more people than we anticipated could.
Well, yeah, because they were,
yeah.
So they were at an institute class. JJ.
There were like six people up there, man.
It was when okay. So here's the background story. We went to go to your house and then wait for Lucy to come. At this point it was like 9 o'clock at night. It's dark, you know. So you know, not the best idea building a treehouse at night, but not our first time. But we went to your house, and then when we came back, like there was JJ, Aaliyah, and Tall Jerem. I found out it was Tall Jerem.
Okay.
No. I don't think it was Tall Jerem. I actually think it was Small Jerem. I can't remember what Isaac told me, but
medium Jerem. Okay.
Mid Jerem.
kind of mid to me. Anyway.
Kind of mid. And they were just up there chilling in the treehouse. Cause this was our first day we got some floorboards in, so all three of us could be up there. We tested it. But then we came when we came down to the treehouse, like there's like five people out there, dude. And they just spawned.
Yeah.
And then all that weight kind of broke one of the boards.
Kind of did some damage, but that's okay because that gives us a little bit more to do next time, which who doesn't love the prospect of that? Anyways, so yeah, Matthew and I show up with Lucy and
Lucy Batchikaloubi.
We just kind of had her in the back of Matthew's car. Just kidding. Anyways, we show up and we all just kind of like hang out at the treehouse. Great times. And then, you know, a couple of people decided they had to go, or I don't know if they decided that, but they realized it at least. And they left. And before you knew it, it was Aaliyah, it was JJ, it was Isaac, it was you, it was me, and it was Lucy, right?
Yes.
Am I seeing anybody?
No, because Mid Jerem went home.
Right.
And Chloe went home.
Yeah. So it was just the six of us. And where the treehouse is, or at least the way that we like to get to it, you have to go through this park. And so we came back up to the park, and believe it or not, they actually had playgrounds at this park.
Dude.
And keep in mind, we're pushing like 10 p.m. at this point.
Yeah.
So we all get back to the playground.
Well, we go to our cars thinking like we just hang out a little bit, wondering what our plans would be.
Yeah, so we're all like, you know, kind of back to the cars, like kind of putting some of the stuff away, like, you know, treehouse tools and whatnot. And then I don't remember what sparked it, but eventually we just kind of got to a point where we were like all on the playground.
Dude, it just happened just like that.
Exactly. So we were just kind of playing, and then all of a sudden, this, I don't want to say really intense, but I mean, it was pretty intense.
It was intense, dude. It was intense.
This pretty intense game of tag broke out, and so that carried on for some time.
Dude, it was like 30 minutes long. It was a long time to run around.
Yeah. I didn't think we were going to commit to it for even that long. So
no, we kept going and going. And
yeah, at a certain point, I was running from Matthew, and I don't mean running like sprinting. I just mean like trying to get away from Matthew because he was indeed it, as we like to say. He had the tag in
him. I had the tag.
And so I was like,
tag touch.
I kind of like launched myself off of a admittedly very small platform on this playground. that think of this as kind of like the secondary playground. Like this was just like a little bit smaller, maybe catered.
Yeah, it was like the kids playground, and then next to it is like the bigger playground.
Yeah, for like the cool kids, like us.
Yeah, for us. So
I kind of launched myself off this platform or whatever, and I just kind of the way that I landed, I just kind of like hurt myself a little bit, not like crazy, like I was laying there like about to die, but I was just kind of like, oh, that kind of hurt, you know what I mean? But then like I was okay, and like I was still able to like run or whatever. And then fast forward probably like 10-15 minutes, I'm now running from Lucy, who has since been infected, and I'm sure some other people were along the way as well, including myself. And I was running from Lucy, and I had tried to make some sort of swift change of direction type maneuver, and it ended very poorly. I ended up putting not only myself but also Lucy on the ground, which I, you know, I'm very sorry about that, Lucy.
what happened? When was this? I don't remember this. I must have like ran down the hill and tried to get to my car.
I think so, but yeah. So I tripped myself and I tripped Lucy, because I mean, if I'm going down, I'm not going to be the only one having this embarrassing moment. Obviously, just kidding. I didn't even mean to trip myself, let alone anybody else. But yeah. So I at that point was like, okay, I'm kind of winded at this point, just because like, you know, I like it was kind of like my ankle region, I want to say, that had kind of been bugging me after the big leap I took off of a platform that was like this high. If you're looking at Spotify or whatever, I'm holding up my two fingers about like an inch apart from each other. I personally at that point was kind of like, okay, maybe this is a point where I need to kind of be settling down here, you know, before I like really hurt myself or somebody else. And we had kind of all gathered around this bench, and by us I mean like us two,
you and Lucy.
Yeah. Well,
you and Lucy went there first, and at this point I was now tagged, but where you guys are sitting down, and then you're like, don't tag us, and then so
don't tag us,
and then I tagged JJ, and then it was just me and JJ, because at this point Isaac and Aaliyah are somewhere just chilling. They're not playing, they're just having a conversation or maybe something,
right?
Or we don't know. But they're out of it, so now it's just a four player game, and then you guys now sit down on the bench, and I guess just stop playing. So it's just me and JJ, and I tagged JJ, and then me and JJ were just running around the bench like five times before I finally biffed it and slid in the
So then you, and that kind of like was like the unofficial end.
The end of the.
Yeah.
And then after 25 minutes of just talking on the bench.
Yeah. Which was, you know, pretty fun.
It was a fun time.
So after we chatted for a while on the bench, this is the most drawn out time ever.
We make our stories detailed as possible.
We want the people watching, the people listening. Shout out to people watching, to feel like they were there.
Did you hear his new song yet?
No, but I heard that it came out. Yeah.
Me neither. But anyways.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. So after, like Matthew said, a good like 25 minutes of just chatting by the bench,
talking about our wedding plans.
Right. Exactly. You know, who was and who wasn't going to be there, which, you know, is still up in the air if you ask me. We'd kind of migrated back over to the parking lot, you know, kind of like just standing around cars, just kind of being like, okay, so what are we doing?
At this point, it's probably 11 o'clock, 11:15.
Yeah. So we're kind of like, you know, do we want to go get food?
PM.
Are we kind of like go for the night? Like, what are we doing? Eventually, we decide.
Lucy just convinced everyone to go to In-N-Out because she's the only one who was hungry.
Well, I mean, yeah. And so eventually we were, you know, going in and out. And when we got there, nothing happened. But a little bit later, when we were just kind of all sitting down.
Hey, man, 11 o'clock In-N-Out is popping off.
Bro, you're
there, bro.
On a Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday night. Double cheeked up on a Wednesday night.
Dude, In-N-Out was. But yeah, a lot more people than I personally anticipated. Anyways, so we're all there sitting in and out. You know, the people who wanted food got food. And
yeah, we Matthew went to. Yeah, I got a cup of water cup. And we sat at a booth.
That'll come in later in the story.
Yeah, we sat at a booth, and so there's a in the middle section, there's a glass just panel, you know, just to separate the two booths. But it's like see through because it's glass, and then there's another row of booths next to it. So that's where we're sitting.
Yes, we are sitting at the end of one row of booths, and next to us was another group of, I believe, four people sitting in their booth. And you know, we're just kind of like talking, joking around, you know, being funny, quirky friends like we are. Eventually, you know, I think it was Isaac who had made the comment that, like, oh, these fries, they kind of taste like cardboard, you know, like yeah. not very much.
Yeah, so Isaac and Lucy were the only one who got food.
Right.
Yeah. Isaac just got some fries. Lucy just got, you know, hamburger and some fries. But so it's Lucy. Let's go into more detail. We got Lucy, JJ, and Isaac sitting on one bench, and then on the other side is me and you, Jason. There we go. And then Isaac, yeah, like you said, Isaac brings up, yo, these fries taste like cardboard. Right. And so we're like, oh, you know, let's try them. So we try them, and yeah,
my thought
is disappointing because I loved In-N-Out fries, but that brought the stonks down.
But bad batch, you know what I mean?
Bad batch of fries.
But anyways, so I had the great idea. Hey, you know, these fries don't taste very good. Let me put some salt on them. So I take it, which if you're familiar with those In-N-Out salt packets, they're kind of weird because they're not like a regular packet. They're like kind of like two little tubes of salt.
Yeah, they're really weird.
Like together, and it's all paper, and it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's
so I had taken like half of it, like one of the tubes, and I you know, dumped it, to put it nicely.
I don't dump often, but when I do, it's on some fries.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, so I that's why I think I call them animal style.
Yep.
I put one of the salt tubes onto a fry, and I gestured it over towards Matthew's general vicinity of his face.
Yeah, he lifts it up.
As if I were about to feed him, right?
Right, here comes the airplane.
I lift it up to his face, and Matthew, please explain what happens next.
So it's just a singular fry, not even a big fry. It's a small fry. But there's a half of it is covered in salt. And so he puts it
like you know, there's just like a layer, like it's like a small like pile of salt.
Yeah, it's like on exactly. Yeah. And
too much salt for one fry is what
right,
I'll say.
Yeah. No one's gonna eat that. Just put them in their mouth. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
So what I did was I flicked it. With so much power.
The most incredible flick I've probably ever seen.
The connection when my finger connected with the fry.
Boom.
The potential energy turned into kinetic energy and flew over the glass panel separating us and landed on the other side, where this other group of people were sitting.
Yeah.
And so, of course, me, Tazen, and like Lucy and JJ just looks away and starts to laugh, but like tries to hide it, you know? Because we don't want to laugh at, hey, we just flick a fry at your food, you know?
We're going to start a food fight.
Yeah. At 11:30, yeah. And then Isaac immediately goes, sorry about my friends, guys. He said something, but we're just cracking up.
And I mean,
it was
what amazing. Are you gonna do, you know what I mean? Yeah, luckily I believe the fry that you flicked, I don't
still
know
there
why.
To this day.
I don't know why Matthew flicked that fry. Perhaps he'll die. Anyways, so you had flicked it, and I believe it had, okay, I believe not only had it cleared the glass panel divider, but it also cleared their table.
I think so too.
Just shot right over it and onto the floor. But it didn't have to hit their table. You know what I mean? Like, it was still kind of like an interruption, and it was still like a, oh, what the crap just happened?
Probably like whizzed right past, you know, the lady's face, but didn't touch him.
Yeah. So
it was weird because there was an arc to it, but it went the other way from what my finger was flicking at it, you know? And so I flicked that thing. I
just caught it on that angle. Axis. And
so,
like, pew, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it just flew, and it was hilarious.
It was incredible. Listen, I've witnessed Matthew do a lot of athletic things, but this has to be top of the feet mountain, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, a mountain of salt.
Yeah, that's
what was on the fry, and that I flicked it.
It probably like rained down on them as it was like passing over.
It probably salted their fries too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a cloudy of chance of meatballs, more like cloudy of chance of salt.
okay. but yeah, you know, really a generous service that you did for those people.
Yeah. It looked like they were done eating, though, I felt like. So it wasn't so like,
really, you know, a good time to flick a fry over there.
Yeah. And then we also mixed an ice cube with some ketchup, and you know, fun times in and out
that you learn in your chemistry class. Anyway, we had a good time. Eventually, you know, we had all kind of puttered out and, you know, kind of done our own things, but so that was the in and out incident that we'll call that.
But hey, man, it was a good time because everyone else was like, Matthew, why'd you do that? But then when me and you went back to the car to get to see, you know, because I was going home after. And so, and then we were like exiting. We were like, dude, that was the best thing ever.
It was
so fun.
I have to admit.
Also, shout out to your juice boxes. Dude.
Oh.
Okay. Top five beverages.
Got Matthew on.
Juice box, man. Those apple top juice five box. Top five beverages. Body Armor, ice cold water, juice box.
Two more.
Orange juice. Okay. That could also be in a juice box. I'll blend those into one.
Fruit juice.
Fruit juice. Wine. I'm just kidding. Tequila. What have I said already?
Water, juice box, and then that's it.
I feel like I would say Dr. Pepper, but that's kind of like a soda on its own, you know, level. Because we've done our top five sodas, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. But it could still be in beverages, though. I mean, you drink it, don't you?
Yeah.
That's how I intake my Dr. Pepper. I can't speak.
I'm gonna leave it out just because I feel like it belongs in a different section.
Okay.
I don't plan on doing this improv top five segment now.
So could you just say like soda in general? I don't know if you'd want to include it, but like, you know what I mean?
Maybe. If I'm feeling like it.
Cool.
And I don't know. I'll leave the list uncompleted.
Wow. That's like having an eye on your report card, dude.
Missing assignment.
Yeah. Which, by the way, even if you only had an eye for like, I mean, granted, you know, our school system, you get an I incomplete if you like didn't turn in your last assignment or whatever, before the end of the like term or something. But like, even if you only had it for like a day or two, it was just like, I don't know, I you know, I was okay with F's, but if you want to give me an I,
we're don't give me an I.
Yeah,
fun times, man. So shout out to everything that happened Wednesday night. The game of tag, a lot more fun than I remember playing, you know, because I haven't played tag in a long time.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
I think that's kind of like the coolest thing, though, is like when you kind of get together with a bunch of people and you don't really like have like plans to do anything, but something just kind of breaks out and all of a sudden you're doing this. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like just kind of the spontaneity of it is kind of what makes it like really cool, is you're just like,
oh, yeah. Well, the night before we all went to Institute, and then afterwards we're like, let's go to Neptune Park. And then we played, there's just like these weird games you could play in Neptune Park that has like on the park itself. It's kind of weird. I don't know if you've participated in that. And so we spent like 20 minutes trying to beat all the high scorers and stuff. So it was fun. Fun times.
That's cool, man. Shout out to the Neptune Park memories. That's really funny.
Oh, yes.
I haven't been there in a long time. Anyways.
Until last two days ago or something. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways. So I guess if you'd like to, we can get into another story of a thing that happened to one of us that, you know, we decided needed to include the other one. Oh, we're saving that. Oh, my goodness. I've just forgot.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for next week.
Tune in next week. We're going to have a great story for you that involves one of us. We decided to drag the other one into it.
It's a fun story. It is going to be an all-time random talk story. Spoiler. Has to do with the spider, of course.
Dude, all of our best stories.
All time.
All included.
So that is a quick preview for next week.
I feel like, is that like a bad omen, if you know what I mean? We're just like always talking about them. Is that why they're just like showing up like
this? It's the random talk curse, man. We talk about it on air.
And it just.
They appear in our lives.
Seeps into real life. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess we better stop or something.
Well, we could test it out. We could test other things out, like. You know?
Oh gosh! You know the lottery coming out.
We win it tomorrow.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess you know we are coming up on summer, which you know is usually when you know all the creatures come out to play. So
yeah, dude. The bugs at the treehouse are coming out, man.
Yeah.
It's
definitely something that wasn't at the top of my mind when we were let's build a treehouse.
Because it was when we started, it was like still like springtime, but like mm-hmm. the trees on the leaves still hasn't like, it's a big tree, you guys. That's why we're building in it. But like not all the leaves have like grown, you know? And so we didn't really think about the life aspect of the tree coming full circle here.
Trees are indeed alive, and you know
they are
they do
things. Science fact of the day:
trees are alive.
Speaking of science, bro, Neil deGrasse Tyson's on TikTok.
yeah
so is. That's fun. Go give him a follow.
Like more people than not probably are in terms of I don't mean like the whole population of the world. I mean,
who knew that the Wiggles were going to be on TikTok?
You know what I mean? Like, chances are, if there's somebody who's like had any type of following over the last, like, seems like 50 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything, like, they're probably going to have a TikTok. So,
that is weird to think about, because, like, we like watched, you know, the Wiggles on VHS. But like now kids are watching the Wiggles on TikTok.
Also listen to random talk. what's like fun. That taste that you put in the anyways.
Speaking of TikTok, go follow us on TikTok. We're posting more
podcast
clips.
Dude, how I was just saying, everybody's on TikTok. I thought would have been the perfect segue to be like, including us.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I was gonna say that, but you were. I didn't want to, you know, stop talking.
Thank you. Hey, listen. Yeah. If you've got a good plug, you can put it. Stop to anything I'm saying. Anyways, but yeah, shout out to Random Talk on TikTok. Random TikTok. That's not what it is. At Random Talk Pod. Go check us out. Posting great clips. Posting great content. A lot of the content.
Posting content. Gary Vee.
It's a fun time over there, and it's something that you definitely want to be a part of, and it's something that you do not want to miss out on, because before you know it, it's going to be all gone, and you're going to be the one kid who's going to be like, ah, I wish I would have been on that Random Talk hype train, man. Like, I had the opportunity when it was just starting out. Now it's too big for me.
Facts.
Don't let that be you, because when we get all big and famous, we're going to forget all of our first listeners. I'm kidding. Anyways, but yeah, Matthew, what's the next thing you want to get into so we can keep this episode relatively productive?
For sure. The next thing I want to say, speaking of TikTok, okay. Speaking of social media platforms, there's just one thing. You know, I've mentioned a lot of things that bug me on the world of social media.
Including bugs.
Including bugs, including birthdays, including the crazy concerts everyone posts. There's just one other thing that I'm going to add to this list that I've talked about on the podcast. And that one thing is, you know, when people make other accounts, like different second accounts, and their bio is, if you saw this account, no, you didn't. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like it's supposed to be some big secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you want your TikTok to be a secret, my biggest piece of advice is don't post on TikTok, because literally what TikTok is just a bunch of random videos from a bunch of random accounts, just like all piled up.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I get that it's supposed to be like corny and funny, but that's stupid. Like, hey, if you're listening to this podcast, no, you're not.
Listen, we are not ashamed of this podcast. If you would like to share this podcast with any of your friends or family or whoever else you associate with, please do. Please feel free. If there's anybody in your life or not in your life that you feel like would like this podcast, please share it and encourage them to do the same. And if you're here because somebody sent you this podcast, feel free to keep the love going, man. Keep sharing. We're keep just going to share. Until everybody in the world has heard at least one episode of this podcast. That's the end goal.
Wow. Epic, man. So yeah, I just thought that was kind of stupid. So hey, if you're listening to this episode right now, just remember, no, you're not. You're physically, no, you're not, even though you might be. You're not. Anyways, on to the next segment. All right, well, welcome back to the episode. Tayson and the listeners. And everyone else who's here.
We're back. Anyways, Matthew, you got any more beverages for me? I don't feel good giving out an eye. You know what I mean? Like, that's just lame.
We don't need eyes. Yeah. Here. Especially last week of school, kind of, you know, got to get those good grades in. You know what I mean?
Like, if I'm going to give you a bad grade, I want it to be because your list sucks, not because you didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. All right, here we go.
That's what teachers told me. They're just like, Tayson, like, even if it's bad, just like turn it in. You know what I mean? I was like, no, what?
I'm not gonna do it at all now.
Yeah, exactly. No. So Matthew, please.
He's all right. I've labeled this as the top five non-soda beverages.
Top five non-soda beverages.
Here we go. So I had ice cold water. We got juice drinks, preferably in a box: apple juice, orange juice, grape juice. All the juices.
Apple juice, orange juice, grape juice.
We got chalky milk. How could I forget?
Chalky milk.
And then I have a question.
Do you prefer chocolate milk that arrives to you chocolatey, or do you prefer like
making my own?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Ooh, I don't mean like somebody else makes it for you, but do you prefer
Butler?
Do you prefer pre-made, like pre-chocolated milk?
Pre-chocolatified.
I don't know. I'm searching for a word that doesn't exist.
Yes, I do like it made already.
Okay.
Just because I used to.
Yeah,
I used to like go milk, you know, and then do chocolate syrup, like Hershey syrup.
Yeah.
When I was, you know, a kid. And then
give me that.
I used to do like, yeah, that I used to just do the, like, we have like these chocolate milk, like more protein, I know, healthy, whatever, packages, you know, like the powder.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it's either the powder now or just pre-chocolated milk.
Cool. What's next on your list?
And the final one is lemonade.
Lemonade. Does that not classify as a
fruit soda? Juice? Oh, fruit juice? Oh.
I mean, you know, lemons. You know, you
crap. It's well, okay.
I mean, body armor you left out. Do you want to put that in there?
Ice cold water, juice drinks,
chocolate
milk, body armor. I skipped over that one. So then I'll just say.
And here we are back at the, back at the eye that you're about to receive.
Crap. Dang it. Gatorade? Gatorade? I don't know.
You can't put body armor and Gatorade in the same list.
Okay.
Can't
you? No, but I like body armor better. So I'll kick that out. I'll kick Gatorade out.
Welcome to the fan club. Cheers.
I've been on the fan club. gosh. I was going to say Capri Suns, but that also falls in the juice.
I mean, it's instead of a juice box, it's like a juice pouch.
Pouch, so. Yeah. Top four list, guys. I'll take the eye. I'll take the eye.
Okay. So, Matthew, you're going to have to do some work over the summer if you're going to want to get
summer
that grade.
School.
Summer school. Oh, nuts. Yeah. You have until next fall to give me your fifth drink. just freaking say like Dr. Pepper, man. It'll be okay.
No, non-soda. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. What other drinks are there?
Not a lot.
If you're watching this on YouTube, comment your top five non-soda.
Kool-Aid pouch. Kool-Aid blaster. What are they called? Kool-Aid? The ones with the twist.
Kool-Aid blast? Oh.
You know that
That's glorified fruit juice, though, is it not?
No way. That's got to be different.
What's the flavor? Is it fruit punch?
No, it's blueberry. Stains your mouth. Crap, I don't know.
When's the last time you had one of those, like, hug barrels? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, actually, it was, like, December.
Nice.
Yeah, because at class, in sixth grade at the school, they were handing them out. Because the teacher
kind of... Sixth grade.
Back when I had sixth grade facts, and as like, you know, just like, here's your gift bag for the Christmas vacation or whatever, and I got one. So, yeah.
What color was it?
It was green, so I gave it away. I don't like green. I don't like any green.
The green, but you don't like any green.
Like greens. Green, like drinks, like green apple. Not my favorite flavoring in the world.
My favorite flavor. I guess. Well, just because it's green, it's probably some type of green apple, like you said. I mean, it's probably got a little like sourness to it, which, you know, I'm sure a lot of people love and enjoy, but I don't know if I can classify myself in that group of people.
My beverage
moment in time.
My fifth beverage would be a melted otter pop.
here we are back at the cool.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on. We've been ranking a lot of things recently on this podcast. So go check out our last couple episodes. We
otter pops are just like frozen Kool-Aid.
Facts. Anyways,
is there like some science behind that?
I don't know, but what's your go-to Otter Pop flavor?
Fruit punch.
Chocolate
the
milk.
The Kool-Aid kind.
What color?
I cannot. Sorry, we're not talking about this anymore. But I cannot think about a fifth drink.
Me neither. No. I'll take the eye. Like, actually, like, it's your fault for coming up with like, a five for me. Can't complete the assignment.
It's because
we're. I can't do this.
It's called top five. It's a thing we do on our show. That's why I said it. What is like a fifth drink? Like, what else do people drink? That's not water. That's not body armor. That's not soda.
I mean, there's coffee and wine and stuff like that. But I don't drink that, so I'm not gonna put it on.
But that's what I'm talking about. Is like top five worthy stuff. Because you can drink anything. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Pond water. Just kidding.
Tap water. It's a different. It's a different kind of water. Hose water.
Hose water.
Summer, those hot summer days, you're out in the tramp trying out some hose water.
Anyways, yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, use the comment section. Let us know your top five, or just let us know any five drinks, because apparently we don't know. But to go back to your question, my go-to Otter Pop flavor, it's been a long time. It's been a really long time.
I have some in my house if you want to come over.
I don't know. Maybe. I want to just say, like, the blue one, because, like, it's probably some type of, like, blue raspberry that's, like, you know.
Artificially made.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, yeah. Oh, isn't there, like, a yellow one?
That's in the other, like, combo boxes.
Oh, it's in, like, the
deluxe. Like, tropical. You got to pay more for that one. No, but, yeah, there's coconut, and then there's like pineapple ones, but like the OG, like normal box. What's your go-to?
Blue, red, and green, isn't it? There's like a purple one though, isn't it? Like grape.
Yeah, there's a purple one, there's a red one, and an orange one. Oh. And a pink one.
Dude, my eyes are being opened.
Have not had one in a long time?
It's been a really long time. Yeah,
dude, we go through those
Even if I'm not saying like I haven't had one since I was like six, but they're like few and far between. Whereas like they used to be like a really common occurrence, you know, especially on those hot summer days. But apparently, I just have been living in Antarctica.
Okay. the new country, Antarctica.
The country is of the president is Lucy Bethigalupi.
Lucy Bethigalupi.
Shout out to Lucy. Anyways, give me the purple one. Give me the gray one. I don't know.
Sicko.
Dude, I haven't had one in 10 years.
All right. Well, I'll answer my own question. I go pink first. If not pink, I'll go blue and I won't eat anymore. Anyways, what I was saying before was we've been ranking a lot of stuff. So go check out our last episode where we broke down the echelon level of chips.
Yeah.
We
ranked all your favorite potato chips along with some tortilla chips.
Yeah, still chips.
Such as Tostitos Hint of Lime chips.
And then the first
time that I had some of those chips, I'm not going to talk about this for 10 minutes, I promise. But the first time I had one of those chips was a genuinely special experience. I still remember it to this day. I love those chips. Anyway, shout out to those hot fries. Shout out to Andy Cap, bro.
Yeah, no, he's not capping it. Yeah. Anyways, well, working on the treehouse, we got some Tostitos. We got some Fritos flavor twists. We tried them out. You tried them out.
As Matthew confirmed on the show, they are indeed honey barbecue flavored. Because if you listen to that episode, by the way, if you didn't, please go check it out. But if you listen to that episode, you know that I was a bit skeptical because I couldn't tell what the flavor was. I just thought they were flavored. As in flavored, like what? You know what I mean? They're just flavored.
They just
like,
twist.
Could be anything. They taste like apples.
Now that's something different, man.
Yeah. Apple chips.
You know what's an honorable mention that kind of goes with the chips? Hmm. Have you ever tried veggie straws?
Yeah.
So good, dude. I don't know.
Like, we definitely should have had that in there.
That would have been S tier, the best, in my opinion.
The best.
Anyways, go check out last week's episode. Available on all platforms, even YouTube, where you could see it even better.
To get your podcast. Yes. I am a vocalist. If anybody else tries to tell you otherwise, they're lying to you. Respectfully. Anyways.
Respectfully.
What else did you want to talk about?
Well, I have one more thing. I was just saying, like, when I was breaking down my top five, I got reminded of our last week episode and the episodes before that where we ranked our top five chocolate and non-chocolate candy. So if you want to go listen to those, feel free to. It's a free country. It's also free because it's a podcast. Yes.
And I know what you're thinking, Kazen, where can I listen to that?
Where, Kazen? Besides my ears.
Wherever you get your podcasts. I'm going to do that every time now.
We're going to move on now. If you're still with us, thanks for joining us. But
dude, what are you talking about? That attracted more people, not less. Come on.
They just knew. I just have a little something to talk about.
Please.
Our next segment here.
Get it off your chest.
Get off your chest. But this past school year, I've been working at a elementary school, helping with sixth graders.
My alma mater.
That is true. Same with Isaac's.
Which is still so weird for me to think about. I talk about it way too much, so I'm not going to. But like, that's so weird.
Yeah,
there's like, it is weird. There's like a little tiny Tayson and a little tiny Isaac in there, and they're gonna be like, dude, when we're like 15, we're gonna stop being friends. But then, like 3 years later, we're gonna be friends again. It's gonna be
yeah. So this is, I've compiled a list of things that I've learned while working at gosh dang it, hold on. Things I've learned while working at an elementary school.
The episode of things we just can't say.
Facts. All right, so here we go. My first thing on the list. Besides all the math I relearned, like long division, is just a little reminder of that teachers are overworked and underpaid.
Teachers are people too. Be nice to your teachers, man. We've talked about this a lot on the show. Sorry for yelling.
That scared me.
we talked about this so much on the show. You know, not just because a couple of my teachers, you know, potentially have listened to the show, but just because, you know, even if they didn't, like, I still would be like, these people are so cool. These people are doing such important stuff. Like, it needs to be talked about. And not just talked about, it needs to be, like, appreciated and celebrated. Nice. And they need to be appreciated. And they need to be compensated. And all the other aided words. They need to be aided. shout out to teacher aides. I mean.
That's me.
Shout out to Matthew. But anyways, no, shout out to teachers. If you're a teacher, if you know a teacher, please tell them that they're doing great and give them a pat on the head, dude, or something.
Especially like the last like 2 years, man, because like even though COVID's kind of going down still, it's
still hard.
Dude. Okay, so shout out teachers. Next one is that kids believe in their dreams so much. This is something noticed is that like
they do.
So we need to adopt the child attitude in us and just chase our dreams, man.
That's like the version of yourself that like you wanted to be as a kid. Like be the person that you wanted to be, you know what I mean? Like really embrace like, you know, like your inner child, which is such a weird thing to say, your inner child. But
I feel like, hey man, if we're playing tag at 11 o'clock at night, we already embraced our inner child.
Exactly. Because when you were a kid, you were probably thinking, oh, I'm never going to not want to play tag. Like it's always going to be cool and it's always going to be fun, which by the way, it is I turn 19 in like 99 days. And let me say tag is as fun as it's ever been. So,
oh yeah.
Shout out to that. Anyways, Matthew, please say what you.
So I was just saying, like, you know, because I'm out there at Recess City too. So like I sometimes play with the kids, play basketball, dunk on them, you know, cross them over, go ham. But like they're always saying, like, oh, you're like, you should go play in the NBA. Like, you know, why aren't you there? And I'm like, you know, that's a good question. Yeah,
just go play in the NBA.
That's true. They're like, and then I'm like, do you want to go in the NBA? They're like, yeah, I'm going to the NBA. I'm like, that's the spirit. Like, So yeah, I just thought that was, you know, a good reminder, like, for us.
What happened, man? Like, what, like, because we were there. We were the same kids with the same dreams. What freaking happened to, like, demolish our spirits or something? Goodness. High school, man.
High school
is where they
killed. They crush the dreams.
Yeah, and they.
Facts.
Just kidding. All right.
My next one is, this might be a hot take, but where we live, thank you for the microphone.
Because you don't have one, obviously.
I don't, no. Utah school systems suck. So throw some shade there.
Say it again.
Utah school systems, S-U-C-K.
Louder for the people in the back, please.
Can you hear me back there? Utah school systems suck.
Oh my goodness. With all due respect.
I mean, this is all with all due respect, but.
A lot of them are trying and a lot of them have good intentions. However, not all of them are. And those people that aren't, for some reason, just have the biggest impact in the whole world. For some reason, those few people, I assume it's a few, just suck more than everybody. And anyway, sorry, not to make this like a personal thing about like.
No, like.
Like.
It's like, you, yeah. Being a student, you can understand that, right? But like, yeah. being at it at a, like, a different perspective and being in the classroom when you're older and you're seeing things that the students don't see, it's just like, dude, why are we doing this? You know, like, this is so boring. And I have something to compare it to, because like in Texas, I was in elementary school in Texas, and that was way better than like now looking as like a teacher's eyes, elementary school in here in Utah. So that's just what I want to say.
Man, shout out to Teacher Matthew. Yeah, I definitely, I mean, you know, I've yet to, you know, like work in the school system. I say yet to, not that
bad. He has plans.
I'm signing up.
He's all, working on his teacher's license right now.
Yeah, I like to keep all the doors open for as long as I can. Anyways,
I'm not saying like the teachers suck, even though might do. I'm just saying what they're forced to do. Their school systems, a district. I mean, I don't want to be this. Like, I don't want to like be a political figure that like runs for governor so I could change that. Negative, but if that's ever like my like Z plan, you know, get all the way through the A's of B's and C's due to the Z plan. Plan Z would be to change the school systems, because I've got a passion for it now.
Can I tell you something? Like, I think that's the problem, is I think it's too many people's plan Z's and not enough people's plan A's. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to like.
But my plan is going to the NBA, okay?
Like, yeah, I'm not trying to like call you out or whatever, because like, it's not, you know, by no means is it my plan A. But, no. You know, I did, you know, like I
that
said.
That is a good point.
I haven't had, you know, the opportunity to work in the school system like you have. So, you know, I haven't seen everything that you have. But what I will say is I've had a lot of really eye-opening conversations with my teachers, because, you know, I was able to kind of get to a place and kind of like, you know, harvest a relationship with them, no pun intended, to where, you know, we could like have these open conversations about like, you know, what the school board about like, you know, what kind of decisions are being made and like kind of like how it's affecting teachers and how it's affecting like not necessarily how much they love their job, but just kind of like the things that go into like everyday life as a teacher, and things that go into, you know, obviously a lot of behind the stuff scene a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
This is where the stuff has been made.
That, like, you know, where the students aren't gonna notice a lot of those scenes, a lot of that stuff. You know, it's just you know, it's something that kind of like, I feel like for me personally, a lot of the teachers that I've met or have been taught by, you know, they do it, and granted, I can't speak for everybody or really anybody except for myself, except for the trees. I do actually speak
Lorax.
For but
in the tree house.
Yes. But, you know, most of the time they do it because, you know, it's like a passion. It's like a dream.
They love
it's like
it.
A, Exactly, because they love it. It's what they want to do, and you know they want to have some type of impact on the next generation. I think, you know, anything, any decision that's being made, any type of, you know, obstacle or hurdle, like, you know, obviously, like you mentioned, the last 2 years haven't been easy for any type of teacher, you know what I mean, at any level. But I just think that, like, anything that's kind of getting thrown in their way is just like these people are really, I mean, like we said, like all the kids that want to go to the NBA, like these are kids that, like, I mean, I'm calling them kids, they're adults, but like these are people that just, you know, did follow their dreams and were like, you know, I want to like leave a positive impact, and I want to, you know, leave my mark on the next generation, and I want to like help these kids, you know what I mean, especially if it's like, you know, because not believe it or not everybody is like a complete prodigy, you know, from the day that they come out of their mama, but excellent. You know, anyways, I've been talking about this for 10 minutes, but no, okay. Long story short, the school system does suck. The teachers don't.
Some of them do, you know, but I'm not going to name the names.
True.
You know.
That's true, of course.
But let's just, like, get rid of the bad teachers, bring in, train them, become better, teach the things that actually need to be taught instead of, like, the not stuff, and then make it a little bit more fun. Because, not going to lie, it's really boring in elementary school. No wonder why kids don't want to go to school, because it is boring. I don't know if that's just having different perspectives. It's pretty mm-hmm. boring. Anyways, and thank you for the.
I think just one more thing is just kind of like that's the thing is like any teacher could just be like the most like by the book type of like, I come to school with the lesson plan, I put it on the board, and I need to charge my thing, and I
turn into a cow.
And I go home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the teachers that actually do put in the extra effort, you know, and I mean, this is, you know, more common at probably like the younger levels and grades and
so
stuff,
pay
like
them more.
The teachers that actually do put in the extra effort to make it fun, to make it like a thing that's going to stick in your brain and really want to make you apply it in your everyday life, and want to make you take it home with you, and like, you know what I mean, not just like, oh, you know, I went to school and read a thing and wrote about it and went home, you know what I mean, like really, you know, there are just so many different ways that, like, you know, throughout the grades that you know teachers are kind of doing that thing, you know. I've had the you know, the incredible opportunity to just be taught by some people who really cared about what they did and really cared about the impact that they had and really cared about, you know, just like what they were doing. And you know, it's just it makes a big difference. So like, obviously we're not here to like harp on the teachers that don't care, but we're just saying like so many of them do, and it's like, you know, I mean, like I said, it's not the teacher's responsibility to make the whole, like, the whole academia of the land, like, work, you know what I mean? Like,
academia,
it's not just,
nuts.
Like, you know, they're obviously, yes, that's us. it's not just about the teachers who are, like, you know, responsible for, you know, everything that happens in a school and everything that happens, you know, with the higher-ups, I'll call them. So, anyways.
That's what I call them, too. All right, anyways,
but
thank you for your thoughts. Next one. Kids can be so mean, but so nice at the same time. Just, I feel like, because kids are just full of compassion. You know, their hearts are so full. There's so many things we can learn from the kindness of kids. But, like, those first graders, man.
Those first graders.
Call them poo-poo heads and pee-pee faces. Mm-mm. You know, especially in the older grades, like fifth and sixth, like there's some just bullies out there, and you just like, but at the same time, they're like, you know, you want to include them. So it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah. Anyways. And that's kind of like, you know, I mean, I don't want to spend too long on this. I mean, you know, not longer than we have to, at least. But that's kind of the other thing is like, you know, everybody always thinks about like, oh, like I have to deal with all these teachers, like, the teacher's got to deal with you, bro. You know what I mean? Like nice. Not only do I have to deal with you.
Dude, I thought I was cool in sixth grade. No, I'm not, okay? No, you're not.
Like, not only do I have to deal with you, they have to deal with the other 30 kids that are in your class, and then they got to deal with all the other classes that are, you know, new batch of 30 kids every 2 hours. You know what I mean? Obviously, this is, like, higher levels of schooling. Higher levels
of schooling. Higher ups.
Like, where I go. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean?
Like Harvard University.
Like, you know, as it's just kind of like, I mean, this is more of like advice for like a student, but like, you know, try not to bring your like,
they're going to play our podcast at school next year.
I hope they do. Your preconceived notions about like, oh, school sucks and teachers suck and they're just there to make my life hard. And they're just there. You know what I mean? Like we just said, like a lot of teachers really do care. And a lot of teachers want you to learn as much as they want to like teach and as much as they want to be there. You know what I mean? Because that's the whole purpose of them being there. Anyways, you know, they got to deal with so much, including, you know, all of the different attitudes and egos of the children and, you know, personalities and stuff like that.
So just be nice to people.
Yeah. Just understand that, like, as annoying as school might be for you, like, that doesn't mean you got to make it harder for anybody else. You know,
facts,
what I mean?
Facts.
Including the teachers.
Including me.
Let's practice empathy, children.
Facts.
my children.
My children. Reminder. Oh, this is a reminder. School starts too early. That's what else I had on my list is your boy needs
like to sleep. Like in the day or in the year?
Huh?
Or both?
Like in the day, like
okay.
Push it back an hour or two. This feels like an English essay we have to write about, you know, like why schools are so, you know what I mean? But
dude, this just turned into an episode of
but like, I'm just saying like school starts too early. Like, I just feel like if you push it back an hour and a half, we're going to be more energized, ready to learn. And I get more sleep. So that's fun. Anyways, my next point, I'm not going to touch on that too much, but my next point will be, I mean, basically, we've already said this, but role models and good teachers are needed for every student, not just like a handful of them, not just for, you know, the ones that need them. Every single student needs some good role models and teachers.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want, you can add say something. I feel like I already touched on that.
Yeah, I just remember saying like on a previous episode, I just remember being like I can't stress it enough how important just like one good role model is for any kid, you know what I mean? Like just to have like one person to be like, oh, you know, you're cool, I want to be like you, I appreciate what you're teaching me and what you're telling me to do, you know, whether that is a parent or a friend or a relative or a teacher, you know, whoever. But yeah, so just, yeah, can't, you know, say that enough. But anyways,
yeah, okay. So yes, and I tried to be that this year and I hopefully did a good job at it. Anyways, the next point is, you know, this is kind of a reminder as well, because you kind of see it as you get older, but like there's so much that goes into running, like especially in elementary school, that goes unnoticed. You know, you got the aides, you got the specialists, you got the janitors and the lunch ladies, and there's just a lot of people you don't see working behind the scenes stuff. So shout out to you guys. I don't know if you want to touch on anything that, but.
I mean, like there's that, but let alone like the smaller of the school that you go to, I don't mean like, you know, like younger kids. I just mean like smaller size, smaller budget type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still going to have that same need, that same demand for all those positions, but you're going to have to be relying on people to be like holding more than one coat, if you know what I mean. So, anyways, yeah. So, all those things, all of those, you know, positions that you mentioned and, you know, whichever ones you didn't, are very important, especially when you get to a place where you're just like, you know, like I've seen and I've, you know, had the opportunity to kind of be at some places where it's like, yeah, I've got this responsibility, but also I'm like, you know, I don't have a great example, but, you know, just appreciate the people who are doing what they're doing, because you kind of wouldn't really realize the impact that they'd have if they weren't there. You know what I mean? Like if your school just like got rid of all its janitors.
Oh, you know, boy.
what would it look like after a day, let alone like a week or two?
Oh, so terrible.
Yeah. So
shout out to everyone.
From the tippity top all the way down.
That's
it. Go.
All right. My next thing, I'm almost done. My next thing is the monkey bars are a dangerous place.
The monkey bars are a dangerous place.
Lots of injuries this year on the monkey bars. So just stay careful out there, boys and girls. Anyways, As this kind of ties into the behavior side of things, but I felt like parents also need to do a better job of teaching and disciplining their kids. Throw shade on, you know, where I was working, but there were some times this year where certain kids, you know, would just always be getting out in the halls, getting in trouble. So just parents, we understand you're going through a lot. Please, it makes our lives easier. Discipline your kids a little better, you know?
Yeah, I think everything that goes into a kid's attitude that they bring to school starts at home, you know what I mean? And yeah.
Don't send your kid to school if he doesn't know how to behave. That's all basically what I'm saying. Like, it just makes life hard.
Yeah.
Anyways, my last thing here on the list is subbing is cool. Subbing is fun, but subbing can also be like very annoying and very stressful. So if you're a sub out there, respect to you, because like, whew, good luck, but have fun, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
So yeah, those are the things I learned while working at elementary school this year. Tayson, you have any questions for me? My post-game presser here.
Man, maybe if I really sat and thought about it, but I guess I just want to say, like, you know, it's just kind of about holding yourself accountable. And kind of doing your own job and kind of like, you know, whether that's, you know, being the best teacher that you can be, or being the best parent that you can be before you send your kid off to school, being the best student that you can be, being the best friend that you can be, being the best child that you can be, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what it all boils down to, is just effort, is just caring enough to like try, you know what I mean? And I think that's what really shows, is like, you know, you get some teachers, you get some subs where it's like, hey, you kind of really don't want to be here as badly as I do, or like, you know, even something else. I don't know. But yeah, it's just kind of all about like, just kind of like giving it your best shot. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what, you know, obviously, you know, the only thing you can really control is yourself. And, you know, obviously there are going to be some other factors that factor into, you know, like how pleasant of a day you're having or whatever. But I think you just kind of gotta, as long as you give whatever you've got, whether you're having a great day and you're giving 100%, or whether you're having not as good of a day and you're giving like 69%, nice. You know,
good percentage.
I think it's just about just giving whatever you got, you know what I mean? Cause I think obviously I don't know, I've never been a teacher. But if I can see that like a kid is struggling, but at least they're trying, you know what I mean? That's a lot easier for me to be like, hey, like, how can I help you? Versus like, if some kids just like, you can just tell that they, you know, care as much about this as they do about the political economic state of the world right now. Shout out to Jaden Smith and that stupid, stupid video.
That's hilarious. Cause then you see the video where they remake it and they're like Photoshop him with a whole bunch of kids. Dude, oh, it's hilarious. Dude. Shout out TikTok has been making my week this week, dude. There's just so many funny videos.
Yeah, I remember seeing that video, and it's like all the comments are like, he's really bragging about not having a childhood. Like,
oh man. Hey man, it's funny.
It is,
but if you want to come on our podcast and say that, feel free to. Just know that you might be made fun of by the public.
Okay, so in conclusion of this English essay that we've just written,
that's our thesis for the year.
Basically, yeah, just be nice to people and just, you know, just kind of have a winning attitude. You know what I mean?
Congrats to everyone who's graduating, not just sixth grade, yes, but you know, the whole year, the whole school thing.
Tune in next week, where we're probably going to spend some time talking about how it's been a year since we graduated.
Let's do it the week after, because we already promised the spider story.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we could blend them. I don't know. Okay. But either yeah, way, just still stay tuned. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening today. Our listening to our stories with our friends. Stay tuned, because I feel like this summer's going to be fun. Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, no, you're not. any last words?
Yeah, my name is Tayson. That's Matthew. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for experiencing.
End the episode. Wait. You gave the day really fast. Go.
Scrunchies.
Okay. Mine's just self-checkouts. All right, cool.
Thank you for experiencing Random Talk in whichever ways that you do. Please go share and follow us on socials at Random Talk Podcast on Instagram, at Random Talk Pop on TikTok. That's pretty much all you need to know. Yep. And if you're not watching this on YouTube or you haven't been watching it on YouTube, please fix that. or at least go over there and subscribe, even if you don't want to listen to them there. And yeah, be sure to like the video if you're watching on YouTube. Be sure to comment down below your top five drinks, because we literally cannot think of any. And yeah, anyways, like cool. I was saying,
I have to end this like right now.